Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now. Welcome to On Wheels Now. It's another beautiful Tuesday evening here in Las Vegas. This is On Wheels Now, the inside look at local motorsports, where racers, crews, drivers, and just about anybody can come and talk about local motorsports. I am your host tonight, Justin Griffiths. Joining me tonight is the man on a mission. Hey, we have volume.
I just want to know. That's always a plus.
I hear that.
Joining me tonight is the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt. How you doing, Gary?
What's happening?
It's another lovely Tuesday evening.
A lot of
stuff is happening.
Yes.
With us tonight is the man all the way from Washington, Utah. He comes in here just to hang out with me and Gary for an hour and talk about racing. It is Stephen Irvine. How you doing, Stephen?
Cold. Warm now.
It's probably warmer here than it is in Utah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all that matters. We're always warmer. As I see all my family back in Buffalo, and I watched that Bills game yesterday, and they're throwing snowballs at the game, and I'm like, I'm out here fucking sweating in a short sleeve t-shirt. Y'all can have that shit.
Yeah.
Racing season getting closer and closer by the week.
Yeah. Oh, by the day.
We're still not ready.
Yeah.
Same.
By the way, Arizona says hi, y'all.
And she also me. See, it was just her. She was here. The volume wasn't working. The cameras weren't working.
Uh-huh.
Now we got Steven in here, and
everything's
working
great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Most cameras, all the lights are on. We're good.
It's just good luck, I guess.
She's Arizona. That's what happens when she breaks a nail.
Yeah.
She tortures the whole
world. Well, through a nail. But anyways, my sister all the way from Oregon. Checking in Oregon says hi, everyone.
I hope you're staying warm, Helen.
Oh, no.
I know they are.
Slushy stuff up there.
I know they are. I know it has to be cold up there.
Yeah.
But racing season is getting closer and closer. Our buddy Steven, you're getting ready for year number two, or is it three?
Second season
running your factory stock down here in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully going to try to convince him to move on up to Blythe every now and then. And
we'll leave that to Arizona, the convention, to go up there.
We plan on three.
Let me just tell you, I think, and this ain't just as a track promoter friend, this is like truth, I think you're going to have 10 times more fun out there than you ever will in Vegas. And I'm a hometown boy. I love Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I will never say a bad word about Vegas, but the Bombers are not Bombers anymore. They're factory stocks. I get that. And I like we say all the time, I understand shit changes and it moves on, but they were supposed to be the blue collar class.
Well, now we know why Arizona's not in here today.
Well, she broke out 8 nails. I seen that. But we have a lot of fun down at Blythe, I think.
Yes.
And everybody's actually, like, they all want to help each other. It's what the Bombers used to be back in Vegas when there was 20 of us, 25 of us, and we were all friends. No one was out there, you know, we would all help each other out, so.
Back in the day.
Yeah, that was the good old days, right?
The good old days, like I always put on my Facebook, the good old days. The good old days of racing.
I think the good old days for you was Demolition Derby.
Oh, yeah. That was fun, too.
And I know we talked about Demolition Derby last time. Steve was in here because it was your mom, right?
My mom was here. I asked if she wanted to go. She said no.
Is that Gabby?
Okay. Yeah, she just chimed in.
Yeah, now you're in trouble.
Let's not say that. I said, take it.
Well, I thought I messaged you. I was like, he's just leaving. He's going to be on one.
I'm like, I think I'll be fine. I forgot they're still doing construction through the gorge. And then I hit traffic right next to Nellis, and I'm like, I really hope I make it.
Oh, Nellis is always bad. Nellis is not. That's a street we try to avoid at all times. But are you ready for your second season? Like, do you feel like you
personally? Yes. My car, no.
Have you done a lot of stuff trying to get it back, you know?
We flushed out the engine, mm-hmm. the OVCO, and when we tightened the fan back up, we noticed that our fuel pump was leaking, not our power steering pump was mm-hmm. leaking. So we just took that apart, and we rebuilt it, and my dad wanted to repaint it, so we repainted it, and we just got to put it back in. We got to put a tow loop on and put a new battery box in. That's it.
I'm gonna ignore that one. I'm gonna ignore that one a lot. It wasn't like it was on my Facebook page. Anybody want to come talk about racing? But we're gonna leave it like that.
How about that Cowboys game?
Anyway, how about them Cowgirls? I'm on one today. Not only did I get blocked on a Facebook page for promoting a racetrack that I do help out, and we're not gonna go into details, but
not yet.
Anyway, Steven, back to you.
We're going to go to that race here shortly.
So, you ready? Or
yeah.
Just some bits and pieces?
I was going to do a half season because I broke my wrist before. Mm-hmm. It was the week before we were supposed to go to mm-hmm. Blythe, and I broke my wrist.
I remember that.
And you know, I knew hospital bills and everything was going to suck, and I'm like, hey, I just don't have the money for it. I'll just do a half a season. Call it good.
Are you sure that's what it is, or you were afraid Arizona was going to beat you?
I already knew she was going to beat me, so I'm fine with that. And then I was like, you know, I bought the car. It took 3 years to get it prepped and ready. Screw it. I'll race the whole season. I don't care. I'll do 3 races in Blythe or 2. Doesn't matter. And then everyone's like, do Blythe. So I'm like, all right.
And that's, again, that's not me just as a promoter and like a push of that and a guy that works at that track with them. That's, I know where you're coming from money wise. And I was there. Yeah. I was that guy. And I wish it was a place like Blythe that was kind of like back in the day, bomber racing.
Yeah.
And I know the same thing. I know there's multiple people out there doing the same thing. And that's what Dylan Ranke was like, I can't keep up out there.
Yeah.
He didn't have the funding. He didn't have that, and that's not anything bad. That's what racing is. Like, not everybody's gonna have the backing and stuff like that. And no matter what anybody says, oh, go get a sponsor. If it was that easy, everybody would have $1 million sponsor. Like,
yeah.
Right? Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% right.
We run the truck series, and we would love to have millions and millions of dollars to put to the truck series, but we don't. And just like the Blythe Speedway, he would love to have millions and millions of dollars to have that, but it's not that easy.
It's not. Now, the hardest thing is getting a sponsor for the truck series and for the track. And as he is saying, it's hard to even nowadays, it's hard to get a sponsor even at the bomber level.
Yeah. And I've been trying.
Oh yeah.
And again, you come from out of state, like, your funding goes even lower because you're worrying about travel,
mm-hmm.
and God forbid you need to stay a night down here, and that's a hotel on top of that, and like, you know, and that's the same thing for Blythe. Unfortunately, it is 3 hours away for us.
Longer
for you, but for us, it's 3.5 hours down. In towing, it'd be even longer for us.
I think it's going to be about 8 hours.
Damn.
But, well, the upside to it is I know a guy that traveled 12 hours to race.
The guys in our truck series, and they travel, from Tucson down to Willow Springs, which is mm-hmm. Rosemont, California, and that's a haul right there. But, I mean, it's racing, and we do it for a reason, and we love it, and sponsorship or not, we try to, again, you can finish dead last, and still have a blast.
Oh,
and
man.
I did it for years. I would find one person. It was usually Jerry Pearson out here in Vegas. Me and her raised door to door with each other for years. And we had a blast. He goes, guess what? We got out of the car afterwards. We're hanging out. We're shaking hands. Oh. We're talking about the race. It's the same thing, you know. But
I always finish last in every race I'm in. So
same.
And I told everybody, I was like, when you start racing for points and you know, it's a battle, It ruins the fun of racing.
Yeah.
If you're going out there with a mind frame of, hey, I just want to go have some fun, that's when racing is fun. And that's in my opinion.
Yeah. My main objective last year was just not wreck.
And you're going out there with your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And it's family time. And I'm a big family guy also. My mom is one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she goes and hangs out at the racetrack with me, and she's missed one race. She went to a Garth Brooks concert, and I totaled my car that night, not going to lie. But
it's Garth's fault.
I keep saying, I was like, you should have been at the racetrack. I wouldn't have wrecked. But
I think my mom just goes because she's like a huge fan of aircraft,
mm-hmm.
and with it being right next to Nellis.
That's the thing. I'll never bash Vegas. Vegas is one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing facility. I just think sometimes it doesn't get ran the best.
Yeah.
And that's not a bash at anybody. That's just saying everybody has a different way what they want to see, and it's just like Blythe. People may not think Gary runs it the right way, but guess what?
It is what it is.
I haven't heard anything bad about Blythe, so I think you're doing something right.
That's just a bonus your mom says. When my mom chimes in and says, you should have used the ticket. You wouldn't have wrecked. I did have a ticket to that concert. I actually gave it to a girl at the time, and her dad went to the show, and they had a great time. I did not have a great time. But
it's a bonus for my mom because we'll be unloading the car and everything, and she'll see an F-35, and she'll stop what she's doing, and she'll just look up.
I mean, I work right outside the base. I work on Craig at Lamb as my warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'm there, I'll stand outside, and you see the fighter jets and the Thunderbirds flying over, and they're, like, low as hell because, I mean, they're just taking off, and it's amazing. And I've lived there my whole life. Speaking of trouble, Kevin Terrell and Chris Venhurst just chimed in.
Oh, my God, that's double trouble.
Yeah. But anyway,
yeah,
I love Vegas, and unfortunately, Vegas don't like me half the time.
That's okay.
But we're on to bigger and better things, right?
Sure.
Yes.
But, yeah, I know Arizona's been on you to come down to Blythe, and so is
Dylan.
Dylan came, and he loved it from, what, day one. I want to say the first time Dylan Henke came down, him and his dad fell in love with the track because it was competitive for them. They didn't have to spend hundreds of dollars to try to keep up every time, and I love it. I mean, I think everybody so far has had a lot of fun. And
yeah, even my dad was kind of pushing for Blythe. He wants to see how the car runs on Blythe compared to Vegas.
And I feel like Blythe, and I've told this to everybody, and everybody that talks, Don Zoll was in here a couple of weeks ago, and even Arizona. Arizona came out, and she was able to keep up because
yeah.
it's not a big horsepower track. I feel like actually the slower car can keep up out there. It's almost like a dirt track where I was able to go to Pahrump and – though I had a big motor, I couldn't keep up out there
right.
because I was spinning the tires off the corner. And I feel like it's the same thing with Blythe. So that's just something to keep in the back of your head.
It's pretty much in the front.
But I have to remember, I can't talk about Blythe that much.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get in trouble.
Uh-huh.
But I know your dad helps you out a lot mm-hmm. on the car. Does he ever want to jump in the car? Or?
I don't think my dad can even jump.
You know, age is just a number.
Does he want to get in the car?
Race it? He said at one point he would like to do a skid plate because it looks like fun.
Let me just tell you, Gary Wyatt, he's driven some things. He's won a lot of championships. From dirt to asphalt, he's raced a lot of different things. He jumped in a skid plate car and could not get that damn thing to go.
I didn't even get 10 feet on the track, and I backed it into the wall.
My dad's had both of his knees and both of his hips done, so him kind of bending the way that we do getting in out of the car, he's been in my car once when we first got it, and can't repeat what he said.
Let me just say age is just a number.
It is a family show, remember
yes,
that.
That's why
I've cursed more in this show than I think I have in 10 years. But age is just a number because we had a guy named Russ Wilson that raced with us in Front Valley, and he was 85 at that 86? Point.
86?
Yeah, he was 85, 86 at that point, and he drove an old Falcon, right? It was a Falcon, right?
Thunderbird.
And when he got in, the
hold
first
on,
thing.
Hold on here.
Oh,
I'm Russ Wilson, and you're listening to On.
That was Russ Wilson when he was here on the show.
He only kept the car because the steering wheel shifted to the right, so he can get in and out and not have to take anything off.
It was like a 62 Thunderbird.
It was an old, yeah. It was It was awesome to see because
I have tried to convince my dad to do skid plates.
I think he should take your car and take it to Blythe and have a lot of fun.
Have a lot of fun. Arizona's having fun.
Yeah, she's having a blast.
I keep trying to convince Donnie to get in the car. I told, and he was like, "I'm too fat. I can't get in the car." I was like, "You drive it around the shop." He was driving in and out of the shop the other night.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he fit pretty good.
Yeah.
I said, we got a porta power. We can push those seats out. By the way, you need to put that in your truck so we can take it to the shop.
Anyway.
It was in my head. I thought I was in the blue room.
We can adjust that seat to where we can back it up for Donnie or put it forward for Arizona.
Yeah.
All it is a few bolts.
And from what I hear, she's getting a bigger seat tonight.
She's getting, it was my seat. It was it's an old dragster seat, not really like what you'd have in like a stock car. And when she was at the track last year, she was just asking if she could sit in people's seats. She asked me, I was like, I don't care. I was like, can I sit in yours? And he goes, sure. And so we sat in each other's, and I really liked hers. It actually fit my body better than my own seat. And she liked mine. And she's like, you want to trade? And I'm like, yeah.
Triple trouble.
Oh, Lord, Mark Barth is in here. So
triple trouble.
I got to send a shout-out to Mark Barth because down there in Blythe, he has absolutely – and he won Sportsman of the Year this year.
Yes, he did.
Talking about that, he has a plethora of kids, and they're all in mini stocks.
Whole farm.
Oh. He is this year. I think he's running the super stock.
Yep.
The street stock.
Street stock.
And he has absolutely made Blythe Speedway a better place because, like I said, the whole family thing. Him and Chris Van Hirsch keep popping out cars like they pop out kids. And
yes.
I got a lot of respect for those guys. Chris Van Hirsch knows DNFs.
I think he'll get it together.
I'll say, I think this year might be good for Chris. If he drives it good.
Hopefully.
But, now it's just time for you. I'm telling you, it's there. I'm trying to read all the damn comments now. They're coming in too fast. But back to the whole Dylan thing. Dylan came out and Dylan absolutely loved Blythe, and him and his dad both loved it, and they stuck around. I mean, and you've seen they weren't the fastest people down in Vegas.
Oh yeah, they were about mid pack.
Yeah, and they came down to Blythe, and just like Arizona's still learning a lot, kind of like you.
Yeah.
You guys are still new to this, and shit, I'm 10 years in, and I'm still not used to it. I'm still learning. He's double that, and he's still learning stuff. But Didn't we have it? We had a TV at the bank.
That's
with.
Right. I just didn't win it. I don't know. A young lady won it.
No. Bill's
no.
wife.
That's right.
Bill's wife
Bill's
won it.
Wife. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
Maybe next year, Mark.
Well, I won one TV, but that was at the Truck Series banquet, and everybody called it rigged. And I think I even let Kevin pull the ticket that night.
Well, Kevin's the only one that said it was rigged, too.
I'm ready for this year.
I'm excited.
And like I said, I'll still be in Vegas. I'm still going to be on every chance I get, I'll be in Vegas. Vegas is still my hometown track. It's 30 minutes from my house. I mean, and that's why I stuck around in Vegas. But
he don't know there's 18 races between February and November. He don't know there's 18 races. So where is he going to Vegas?
My assistant manager is not happy about
why?
The season.
Because you're calling off a lot?
Yeah. Because it's like every other weekend, I'd be gone. And when I told her, I think it was like 2 days ago, I was like, schedule's out. I just saw her shoulders just drop.
I mean, it's good. Well, do you have seniority at your job? Like,
oh God, no.
I have seniority at my company, and they are way more lenient. And the owner's a racer also. He does drag racing.
Mm.
So luckily, I kind of poke at him and. I already told him I would love to take February 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th off. I mean, I have vacation time, but when I became manager, they hate when I'm off. But I'm like, I have vacation time for a reason.
Yeah.
And I understand summertime, I don't get no days off, but.
That's what I'm using to go to Blythe in April. I'm doing the 20th and 21st race.
See?
Yeah. Well, at least I know I have one car there.
Our busiest days, he'll come down.
Yeah.
We can't even try to get you acclimated with the truck. And our truck series will be down there the 20th and 21st, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of, and when the truck series is there, I'm trying to flag the racetrack, officiate the truck race.
We keep him busy.
I thought I was spotting for Gary this year, but maybe I'll spot six races on the year. No, not even six, because we're in Blythe a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe we got three or four races in Blythe.
No, you are spotting for me.
Well, flag in the corner and officiating.
My other spotter retired.
Yeah, they changed it now in Vegas where we can't even have two-way radios this year.
For the bomber?
Yeah.
So are you allowed one-way? Like, can you...
See, that's the thing. In the rules, it doesn't state one-way. It just says no two-ways.
See,
yeah, you have to listen to race control.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm assuming. I'm assuming Vegas is going to make you listen to race control.
I never ran a spotter, ever.
In bombers.
I never ran a spotter.
And I'm fine with it because our radio system sucked anyway. I can never hear my dad when we would start the car. And unless I let go of the gas pedal, then I could hear him.
Wait, you need to get a hold of Cindy Clark. She's got good ratio buds.
Here, clear,
yeah.
And so I'm fine with it. And I'm like, well, what about a one-way where my dad could just talk to me, but I still wouldn't be able to hear him anyway. So I don't mind the whole no two-way thing.
And honestly, I never felt the need for it. I mean, but again, back then we had 20-something cars on the track, and I felt like we all used our brain enough to not like, hey, I'm over here, I'm going to shoot down there real quick. And we all kind of – and when you race against people for multiple years, you kind of learn the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew who, if I was passing them, they were coming down on me regardless, if they knew I was there or not.
Well, you learn that pretty quick of who you can race and who you can't race.
Yeah.
You learn that just watching them test, just watching them practice, just watching the heat race. Just, you know, you learn who you can race and who you can't race.
And that's when I gained respect for guys like Aaron McMorrin, because knowing Aaron for as long as I did, Aaron came down to the modified.
You don't know him no more?
Well, I really haven't seen him lately. But watching him come down from the modifieds and he jumped on the bomber every now and then just to have fun, you learn so much from guys like that. And you also learn how to race.
Yeah.
And you've seen the way he never used the car as a pick, like a lap car. He never did any of that, you know, that stuff. But
you leave Aaron alone. He's off with my future sponsors. You just let him go.
And that is one thing. I said it the other night at the shop. I don't know if you know who Aaron McMorrin is.
Mm-hmm.
His son is a basketball player.
Yeah.
And his son is really good at basketball.
I've seen some of his footage.
You leave my future sponsor alone, all right?
I have a lot of respect because little Aaron could have went racing. He had – I know he jumped in a go-kart for a while. And big Aaron was going to pull out of racing completely and let him go racing.
Mm-hmm.
And kid was like, I want to play basketball, which go for it. I mean, he has the talent.
He's a 3-point pro, man.
Yeah,
I tell you.
He sinks it.
Right.
And I'm not a huge fan of basketball at all. And
I watch his
style of playing is amazing.
I watch the Instagram. His kid has one and you see all the videos. And I was like, that kid's going far, I think. But even when he was younger, when I would go to Aaron's house, and he'd be out front shooting. And he was little.
Somebody says he still wants to go racing. I don't know who that is, but somebody says he wants to go racing.
I see my name, but I don't know what I did. Mark Barr said, "Now that's the issue, Justin Griffiths." Oh yeah, need more brain use. That's a big thing. That's at every track though. That's not just at Vegas Blythe. Or Orange Show, whatever it is, that's everywhere. You got to learn. Like Kyle Jackson, you know Kyle Jackson.
Yeah.
He's been around the bowling for a long time. I watched him and Aaron McMorrin come off the corner, and Kyle was on the bottom, and there was a lap car going slow on the top side. He let Aaron come down the track with him, and he could have used him as a pick and took the lead, but he didn't. And right then and there, you gain respect for guys like that.
Yeah.
People that actually use their brain, and that don't happen enough, like Mark said.
That they don't.
Even in the truck series. I mean, I think we race with a pretty good group of guys in the truck series that they're not out there to wreck each other.
No.
I know the guy that owns the truck, and he doesn't like working on stuff.
No, I don't like working on it constantly.
But I feel like everybody out there races really with their brain, and I feel like a lot of time, back to the whole spotter thing, I feel like the spotters take the racing away because you're hearing people in your ear telling you what to do when the driver doesn't want to do it. Like,
I mean,
depends on who I have for a spotter, if I hear them or not.
I didn't really listen to my dad when he told me what to do anyway.
And that's the thing. Like, and I hang out at different tracks, and I always sit in the spotter stand, and you hear the way people spot. And I've heard people say, hit them, wreck them, everything. I was like, you need to let the driver make the call. Like, if there's an incident on that track, you need to not be in someone's ear. Just shut up for 5 minutes. Let your driver cool down, because you don't need to be out there being stupid. And that's race car drivers are the biggest crybabies ever.
Yes, they are.
Not to offend anybody.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But I think spotters need, especially in the factory stocks, I don't think they should. What? Oh, Lord. Oh, Arizona?
How's Arizona going to be in two places at once?
When's opening night?
I believe it's March 9th. We race March 9th in Blythe.
Vegas, I think, is February 24th.
Okay.
I thought I saw it was March 9th.
I know. Not.
I think opening night.
Yeah, it's February.
It was February.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking it was March 9th.
Arizona corrected you.
Okay. Hey, I've been corrected more than once.
And most likely I'll be there too. Like, I'm not going to stop supporting Vegas, even though I don't race there or whatnot, but it is what it is. February 4th in Blythe.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, Vegas has spaced it out this year. July 3rd race, I think, is like middle, close to the end of the season this year. October is going to be the last race.
I think there's two races after that besides the touring races that's coming, but I think there's two after that.
Now, do you plan on buying another car once you get more experience?
My dad wants to.
Or does he want to build a car?
Oh, God, no. when we put all the stuff back on the engine, I noticed that my trunk was a little bit more to the right, and he was like, that's when you lift the wall twice that one day. I was like, okay, that makes sense. And I told him, like, in due time, I want to change some of the stuff on the outside. He goes, in due time, I want you to get a new car.
And unfortunately, bombers these days, I feel like the cars that I have seen for sale were way too much.
Yeah.
Like, that I feel like at that point, you're just like, can you just take all your stuff out of it and just give me the car?
Yeah, give it as a roller. Yeah.
I'll put a different motor in it. But, right, Gary?
No, it won't be as fast.
I'm okay with that.
For me, if I'm going to sell a car, you're going to take it the way it is.
Yeah, we have a family friend who owns, like, a car junkyard, and he has, like, Thunderbirds, Novas, Chevelles.
I know a guy that owns a junkyard, too, but he won't sell any of his cars.
No, you mean a junkyard of race cars, not of regular cars.
And so if we just talk to him, we'd probably get one of those, but we'd have to gut everything. I'm pretty sure my dad doesn't want to do that.
That's the fun part.
It can be fun. It's more fun when you build a car from the ground up and you see the final result and you're just like, okay. Well, I built the Caprice, and me and my brother and our friend Tony put it together on the side of the house, kind of like your situation. You don't have a big fancy shop. We put it together on the side of the house, and every time we took that car out, something broke. And it was like, I hate this, but I love it at the same point, because that's part of the racing. You build a car and you go break it and you have to figure shit out and you learn and learn and learn. And I feel like Donnie and Arizona have the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to learn just like anybody else. And I think Donnie's getting a little spoiled. Now, he ain't been in here.
No, no.
He's getting a little spoiled. But
Arizona chickened out tonight.
But Donnie's working his butt off on her car.
Yeah. I've seen the photos that Arizona's been sending me, and the car's looking nice.
I'm proud of Donnie, and Donnie's coming around, and hopefully Arizona has a good year.
Yeah.
Just like you guys, I want you to come down, too, and I think you guys are fun.
It's a new track, so I'm excited. So
it's a different track. That track is like no track that you will ever go to again. It's just, it's not a circle. It's not even an oval. It is.
I've seen it over like the Google Maps.
That doesn't even do it justice.
Really?
I'm telling you, I ran. We need a rubber down on the track because the track had been sitting for what, 10 years?
Eight years
in between owners, and the track was dead. Mm. I mean, it was. We brought it back to life. Well, Gary brought it back to life, and we went out there, and we need to put rubber on the track before we went racing. So I took a rental car out there.
That's the story. Okay.
And I know I probably sent you guys probably seen pictures or something, but I was running around and I had never been on the track other than the golf cart. And the golf cart, you really can't tell either. You're going so freaking slow.
Yeah.
So I started getting up to speed, and it was like you came out of like going down the backstretch where there is really no backstretch. You're kind of turning the whole time. Then you enter the corner. And when you go into the corner, you almost have to straighten out and come back into the corner. It's not like a round corner. It's almost like
the straightest part on the track is between 3 and 4. Other than that, it's
even Miller just said, "I've never ran a spot I'd be annoyed." Well, Miller likes making his own rules, so
uh-huh. Miller likes making his own things up as he goes along.
But you guys were saying that Blythe is just so weird. It really, and everybody that comes out there, they're like, "What the hell?" Because that, and then you hit the turn four wall because you're so focused on making that second turn.
And that's what freaks me out a little bit is everyone's always talked about how quick that wall will sneak up on you, and I'm like, I don't want to look any more walls.
There's no two corners the same in Blythe, is what Arizona said. It really, it's different. It's really a driver track, and Dylan Ranke is one of the ones that. He figured it out quick,
yeah.
and he's really fast out there, and he definitely learned how to drive that track, and you can't go slow, because when you go slow, you overthink, and that's when you hit the wall.
Yeah.
Like, there was a girl, Ashley, and she was picking up speed. Every time she would pick up speed, she'd start hitting the wall. I was like, because you're thinking when you're going slow, you got it. So I was like, once you hit that corner, the perfect angle, you're good. But...
yeah, they're moving too fast for me to be.
I see everybody commenting. I see Mark and everybody. But I would like to see your mom drive one. Meeting her that night, I really think
her
mom.
She probably would actually do pretty good.
I feel like she's got that mentality of, like, I've lived a good life. We're good. We're going.
She grew up watching, like, open wheel racing.
Yeah.
Because, she's from Europe. And so, and then she did derby with my dad.
Mm-hmm. Open wheel, that's a different animal.
Oh, yeah.
Open wheel, like driving the dwarf cars, even the legend cars. We watched Chloe Lynch flip over, and just her wheel got touched, and she just barrel rolling.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, we're good. But,
I don't know, because, German people.
Sounds like a motorcycle.
Yeah. German people are...
a different breed?
Yeah, and German women, when they get angry, we don't really want them behind the wheel. And if you're spotting for one, then you can't understand what they're saying back.
So your mom, I think she was speaking German last time.
Yeah.
She kept saying stuff in German.
And that's the good thing about knowing the language. Her and I have talked in German at the track. And
you need her to spot for you in German. That'd be an interesting little race.
Maybe, yeah.
That would be real interesting.
No, Lauren said, you guys have a ghost in there. That did sound like a ghost. I wonder if the microphone picked that up.
I don't know.
Oh.
Sound like a motorcycle.
Yeah. It was just like a weird, really long noise.
Well,
she said, no way.
No way on the driving or spotting. That's my question.
Yeah, they're telling Arizona to follow Chris around. That's what I told everybody. Everybody that comes out there, I said, follow somebody that knows this track, or just go watch them run the track. Like Don Zoll Jr., one of our guys, he figured that he knows that track pretty well. I will say that. And one of the it was Kevin Trell. Kevin Trell walked down and he was talking to me. Have you ever met Kevin?
I think twice.
He walked down and he was looking at the track, and I'm like, see that guy and see that guy? Do what they do, because they know what the hell they're doing. It's just like Mark Allison. Mark Allison, when you go to Vegas, Mark Allison is the guy. And he, they, some people just figure tracks out more than others, and they'll always be fast there. Do you want to move on to the race?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm trying.
Let's talk about it. Let's roll with it.
Havasu 95 Speedway, February 3rd,
yes,
is having a $4,002 to win street stock event.
Street stock race, yep.
And it's in honor of Mrs. Rizzone,
yes,
which is Bill, the promoters. So $4,000 to win that night. And they're paying out, I think he said, what, $15,000, I think, was proposed?
He's paying down the whole field.
And that's great for West Coast racing and short track racing. You love seeing big money events like that. No $4,000 ain't $1 million, but it's something good for these racers. And then the day after, which is a Sunday, early in the day, we are going to be racing Blythe Speedway for the streets. Well, we have all our division. That's opening night for us. But we will have a $1,500 to win street stock race.
And paying all the way down through the field.
And paying all the way down through the field. And we encourage everybody that is running Havasu to come on down to Blythe the next morning and make a good weekend and win a lot of money.
Yes.
And a lot of money is up to grab.
And I'm not sure about Havasu when they're I do believe I seen their races start at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
After you race in Havasu on Saturday, come race in Blythe, as Patrick just said. But our pit gates will open at 9 a.m. on February 4th. 9 a.m. And then that'll give you some practice time. That will give you some time. Now, for the street stocks only for this race, February 4th, we're allowing Hoosier 970s and American Racer 970s. And Blythe Speedway will have American Racer 970s for sale at the track. For this race only, we will allow Hoosier tires. Other than any other race, from after that race to the end of the year, we're an American Racer track.
And that's not only for street stocks. We are inviting everybody down. If you run Havasu in your factory stock or Havasu in anything, come on down to Blythe Speedway the next morning. And we're going to put on a good little show down there. It's only an hour and 24 minutes away from each other.
And it is a Sunday show. So let's come on out and enjoy the Sunday. Stand gates open at noon on that day. So
I'm ready
for that.
Let's
pack those stands and pack those pits. And
again, that whole event was planned because Gary did not want to step on Havasu's feet. And he knew Havasu was racing the third, so we were going to race the fourth, and we're going to try to get people to come down. And that's, I mean, again, after you race Havasu, come on down to Blythe.
Havasu is the only closest track to us that is running the night before or day before or Saturday before, whatever you want to say, however you want
to
say it.
In other words, anybody from any track can come down to Blythe, but we're trying to encourage street stocks that race Havasu. Even the winners that you win $4,000 come to Blythe and try to win another $1,500.
That's right.
Or if you finish second in Havasu, come to Blythe and try to win that and try to cut even. I think we're going for a good year, and I'm ready for it.
There's a lot of work, but I'm ready for it.
Even the factory stocks, rules are pretty much the same.
There's rules up on BlytheSpeedway.com. It is under Tame the Beast 70.
Mm-hmm.
This street stock race on Sunday the 4th is a 70-lap race for the street stocks.
And 70 laps around Blythe, you're going to fill it the next day. I promise you. Because we talked about earlier in the show, that track is like no other. And I know a lot of the guys are excited about this. And a lot of the guys that are Blythe normals are ready for this and hopefully get a little more competition out there.
And all you street stocks that's planning to come to Blythe Speedway, go support Bill Rizzone. Go do the memorial race with Bill Rizzone. It's great he's doing that. We just didn't want to step on his toes, so we planned this. And of course, he had already had his schedule out. So, and unfortunately, he lost his wife. So, you know, it's great he's doing a memorial race. Go support Havasu. Run his race with him, and then come race the next day in Blythe.
And like I said 1,000 times, I love Havasu. Havasu is a track that I feel like is just like Blythe. It's not a horsepower track. It's a lot of a driver track. It's a flat track.
Yep.
And I don't feel like the street stocks are going to have to change a whole lot, like setup-wise, because
I don't think there's much to change.
Theoretically, that's pretty much
maybe
relatively
some tire
the same thing. And that's, again, anybody can come and race Blythe the day after. It doesn't not just the street stocks. We're talking about the street stock because the big money, but
and we have all divisions running.
Mm-hmm.
Mini stocks, factory stocks, bandoleros, legends.
We're going to call it the mini bar stocks.
Yes. We'll get it a new nickname here shortly. But yes, we are still running all of our divisions, not just the street stocks.
Including the late model truck series will be there.
That's right.
I know that is a big event for me and Gary because those are our trucks. But
And the I don't remember off
AVRA.
The top of, yeah, there you go.
The
thank
AVAR
you.
Vintage Midgets.
Midgets will be there as well.
Not to offend you, Eric.
That's fine.
I know. I knew somebody was going to make the comment. I beat Arizona to it.
Nope. They'll be there. The late model truck series will be there. This big race is going to be there. Mm-hmm. The mini stocks are going to be there. I know mini stocks are going to be there. There's a farm of them out there, so I know they'll be there.
I hope to see Lightning McQueen come back this year.
Yes, hopefully.
What was his name? Josh? I believe it was Josh. Midget Johnny Cash over here.
I can't.
I want to say his name was Josh. He painted it up just like Lightning McQueen.
The little mini stock.
Yeah, my kids absolutely loved it because they watch cars all the time.
Maybe Mark or Chris can chime in and tell us what his name was, is.
We need a separate mini stock. Make it like the legend cars, the Young Lions, the Bandits.
But
we're ready. You know, I feel like Blythe is ready, and you want to see some diehard fans, go to Blythe. I don't know if you heard the stories that we talked about on here. Kevin Trell wrecked his truck pretty bad, and he was walking and limping, and he was feeling it, and people were throwing beers to him over the fence.
Josh, he said his name
is Josh.
Josh.
Yeah, Chacon.
Yeah.
I think it's Chacon. Chacon.
Yeah.
I don't want to pronounce the name wrong, but it is Josh. So hopefully he'll come out this year and Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll be back.
Hey, wait. Have Mark go talk to him. I bet you Mark will round his car up and get it going.
I said, we were growing at the end of the year.
Yeah.
11 mini stocks showed up. Even the dirt guy. Yeah. So even if you raise mini stocks out in Mojave, which Mojave's even closer than Havasu.
Yeah.
Mojave's another track.
Hey, if you race in Cocopon, race the dirt in your mini stock, bring it out. Will
Andrew Norton won our final race of the year with his dirt mini stock. Came down there and
three wheels and all.
Yeah. And you would think he was lifting the left front. He was not. He was lifting the left rear. He was heading into the corner with his ass up in the air like this. I was like, and making laps, like just leaving everybody. So that was fun to see. And I like when guys like that come out. And speaking of Donnie Shea,
a little late to the show here.
Well, Arizona did say let everybody know that Donnie is listening. They're at the shop right now trying to get some stuff done on their cars. But I still want to see you and your dad race one race.
Yeah, it would be fun.
And like I said,
I think you'd have to convince him, though. He doesn't listen to me.
I love seeing father-son. Like Mark Bartz races his kids in the mini stocks. And I love seeing it. Like me and my brother, siblings racing. I had a lot of fun doing that.
Dylan and Eric.
Yeah, Dylan and Eric Ranky both raced the factory stocks together. And I think Eric had a lot more for him, but I don't think he wanted to take a chance of wrecking his own car. But a lot of respect to those guys, and they always
hope to see them back out next year.
Yeah.
Maybe have Dylan talk to my dad because my dad was more convinced about going to Blythe from Dylan than it was from me.
I think it's because Dylan understands, like, the aspect of the process of like,
yeah.
I don't want to offend anybody, but the bombers out here or the factory stocks out here are not, they're under, I guess, under budget super stocks or street stocks. Like, I don't know.
Over budget street stocks.
I feel like some of these guys are putting the same amount of money into both. Or your mom. You can even put your mom in the car.
Yeah.
You say she used to demolition dirt? Well, she can run a street stock. I think so.
Arizona's complaining it's a long drive just in general. It's really not. It's only a little over 3 hours.
Yeah. And that's towing.
From Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, hold on.
We'll just come here and then go, and it won't feel so long. But, yeah, I'm excited to see who shows up this year and new guys and girls and just about anybody. Is there any sponsors you want to thank? Anybody you want to thank?
Well, see, Arizona's calling you out.
Arizona still wants to race a Bandolero, so.
Well, she ain't the only one.
Well, you guys would.
That's it. Just my parents, my sister, she comes down to the tracks to take pictures. My brother-in-law, he's helped on the car a couple of times. And I think that's about it. I have no real sponsors anymore. So it's pretty much just me paying for all the parts and everything, and my dad helps me put it together.
And like I said earlier, I think that's a great thing, because it makes you respect everything a little more.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And like I said, I did it for years by myself, and then I was lucky enough, I was still paying for everything, but Gary started helping me, and I started learning a lot more and going dirt racing. And
oh, and Nick Mucitelli, I forgot, he has helped me. So huge help to him.
Nick is another one. Nick's been out the bowling for a long time too, and we've raced against him also. And
he helped us with our carburetor issue. So
he's a Ford guy, so I mean,
that even makes him better.
But
I would actually love to race against my sister. I fathered over, and we're only 3.5 years apart, and so I think
older or younger.
She's older.
Sometimes you don't want to race against siblings. A family night after that is not very fun.
Sitting at the dinner table the next day is not fun.
Me and my brother have battled for a few years in bombers or factory stocks now, but we had a lot of fun doing it because...
And I think at that point it'd kind of show who's the favorite child. Still me, but...
I don't know.
Who's saying that? Is she a girl?
I told her that I'd be on. I don't know if she's watching or not.
I don't know. I don't know about favoritism, because I think the daughter will always have favoritism. I don't have any girl siblings, but, well,
you say
besides Gary. he'll bitch at me tomorrow for that one. But when one of them flipped, yeah, when Mark's kid flipped, Mark was in a race and his kid flipped, and that's, I couldn't imagine that being, and you're trying to figure out if your kid's okay, and you're sitting in a car across the racetrack.
Yeah, my mom's mellowed out since, like, my first time at the tracks.
And my mom has, too, I'll be honest. And
all I did was spin. I didn't hit anybody or anything. She's freaking out.
The first time I ever wrecked was October 2nd of 2010. It burned in my brain, and I lost my brakes going into the corner of the heat race, and I tried to get it to turn, and just as I was turning, brake fluid must have gone on that right front. I plowed the wall, and there was a guy named Dave Smith behind me, and he said he spun with me, or like tried to avoid me, and I remember hitting the wall. And the first thing I did was drop my window net, because I told my mom, I said, "Do not flip out if you see my window net drop." Well, it was out of turn four. She was sitting in the far end of the grandstands, and she said she never saw me like drop my window net, so she's freaking out. And I was like, if you see my hand come out the window, I don't care if I'm flipping you off or anything, just know I'm okay. Like, I'm not dead.
Yeah, my main big wreck was on my birthday, so.
Is that when Brad hit you?
Yeah.
Well, you kind of stopped in front of Brad.
Yeah, I still say it's my fault, but he's like, it's just racing, but I still take fault for it.
And that's what I said, I think it was last week on the show. I was like, when Arizona was talking about her wreck, I was like, shit happens. I mean, you can't avoid stuff like that. You're going to spin. You're going to figure out that limit of any car you're in, the truck, the car, anything. You're going to find that limit just because you want to go as fast as you possibly can. And then you know, hey, that's a little too fast.
A little too far.
I was told to drive it until you see Jesus and then turn left. And
just before you see Jesus, turn left, you'll be all right.
Mojave Valley. Mark Dilley told me that. He was like, just drive it in. He said, pitch it sideways. I was driving the dirt car. And he said, as soon as you see the flag guy out of your right window, punch it. I said, okay. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and it really helped because I drove through the field that night, and it was a different, it was like, you, when you're pitched sideways, you're like, okay. I remember him saying, when you see the flag guy, punch it. Then he was like, if you see Jesus, you're just on track. You're good. I'm like, I don't want to see Jesus. I'm good. I want to.
Sometimes that's the way you got to race them dirt cars.
Yeah. But apparently that's asphalt too, because there's been a couple of days I drove into the corner trying to catch somebody in front of me, and I was 99% sure I wasn't making it out of that corner.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just hook on their rear bumper and wait until they see Jesus and then turn left.
I used a couple front bumpers on the back of people because they slowed down way too much, and I was trying as hard as I could. But it's like with your
I've never really had that issue.
I mean, even with you, you're underpowered. So, like, when you see people let up, you have to know I could drive 20 more feet in.
Yeah.
But, again, you got to get the car to handle when you're driving in that deep. And that's a part of that racing you need to learn, or everybody needs to learn.
Yeah.
But
or just what Arizona said, drive fast, turn left.
Unfortunately, that left comes with a right sometimes.
Yeah.
When you're trying to save it. I think this is the first time Mark stayed on for a whole show. And
yeah.
Now, just so everybody knows, it's really hard when you're talking and
you can't see,
as Steven's understanding, you can't read all the comments because they come at you quick, and mine disappears halfway through.
I think next time I'm going to test you, just random letters to make it go by.
I feel like some of y'all do. Like, and then I need a screen right here so I can read the comments.
Yeah, but remember, they got to see your face for television. Not
okay, I'll put it here for me.
There you go.
And I can still read it.
There you go.
Don Zoll drives it in so far, I see Jesus. Don is a madman.
Yes.
I will say Don is a hell of a driver out in Blythe. And he's run Vegas a few times. You've probably seen that 98 car. Street
the red one?
Super.
Yeah.
He's usually the one, and he's going to laugh because he's probably at the shop listening right now. He's usually the one that will come in from practice, rip everything off the car, rebuild everything, run back on the track, go to another practice, come back off the track, rip springs out, rip shocks out, throw it all away, put all my new stuff in it because he didn't like the car. That's Don.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude, though.
He wants it to turn right.
Yeah.
I remember one day my kids walked up, and I was spotting for Don that night, and my kids were like, what's he doing? I was like, it's Don. We're not going to talk about this. Yes, Don Zoll can build a race car. I can tell you that.
I can tell you that, too.
So just get one of the cars from the junkyard and go give it over to him.
As you're heading to the shop after this, you might see him.
I was going to say, try in about 8 months. He might be ready.
Yeah, he's a little busy at the moment.
Yes.
35 trucks, 2 factory stocks, 8 street stocks,
yep.
And an awning.
Yep. And an awning. Don't forget that.
I hope that to see you out in Arizona. She said, I can't wait for the 4th. We're ready to see.
I didn't see that one.
It just chimed in. Ready. Oh. Can't wait for the 4th. Fingers crossed we make it. You're going to make it. You are going to make it.
I have faith.
I will call in to work sick for you for you. You don't even have to call in to work. I'll call in for you.
No more nail breaking.
Well, you can't break a nail. Oh, you can't break
smashed,
a nail.
We were banging off fenders, and she's like covered in Band-Aids because she keeps hitting her freaking finger with the...
Yeah, she told me, she was like, I hit my fingers with a hammer.
Just
because I was scraping up the numbers.
Burned the hell out of my hand because she had the heat gun and I was trying to scrape because her roof number was like baked onto the car. We fun nights. Fun nights at the race shop.
Yep. That's what it's about.
I'm gonna say, I know you have fun nights out there with your dad screaming and yelling at each other. I know it happens. I seen your dad one time at the racetrack. I think I walked over there and he was angry with you about something. And
it probably wasn't even with the car that he was mad at me.
I think it was
probably just me, yeah.
I was like, I'll come back and talk to you later. But racing with family is always fun.
It's even worse when I'm exactly like my dad.
I believe, isn't that how you broke your wrist?
Yeah, I broke my wrist because I hurt my dad. And he got mad at me, so instead of punching him, I punched a 4x4.
Well, I guess I didn't want to go into details, but...
Yeah, I'll throw it all out. I don't care.
That's a fun part, racing with family and friends. Me and Gary have butted the heads a few hundred times.
302 times.
But, I mean, it's been good. Growing up, I never really hung out with my dad. And, you know, he taught me sports and everything. But with this, it's like the bond has gotten a lot closer.
And that was, unfortunately, I never got to race with my dad. My dad passed away, but we did it. We started racing in his honor because we were always at the racetrack with him out in the stockyard growing up. That was just what me and my brother knew. And then he passed away, and we were like, you know what? We're going. And we
somebody said, damn snowmobile.
Oh, the Abbey.
Yeah. Yep. That's how it started.
And no matter what, it could be dirt bikes. We ran dirt bikes when we were little and with my dad and... It's racing's racing, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Chet Kushner. That's his favorite thing is snowmobile racing.
Yeah.
If you ever watch Flow Racing, watch one of the snowmobile races.
And now that I'm worried, since, I do race stock cars and me and my dad go snowmobiling again, I'm actually going to get up from behind him and kind of bump him out of the way.
And that's fun, being competitive with family and friends. And the most fun I ever had was racing with Gary Wyatt and JJ Nunn and Arlie Daniels and stuff like that, because we all race together. We all work together. We're all towed out together. Going to prom, we were just a big train going up the hill.
Yep.
And that was the fun part. I mean, when you go to a racetrack to actually have fun, you're not just there. But we got about 3 minutes left. Anything else you want to talk about?
About 2 minutes left.
I can't wait for the season to start.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Back to the street stock race in Blythe. Go on the blythespeedway.com. All the information is there. If you don't know or don't, if you got any questions, call me. My phone number is on there.
And if it's easier, message me on Facebook. I'll message Gary. If you can't get a hold of Gary for some reason, which he always has his phone on him, he even has two for that reason.
That's right.
And Gary is probably one of out there. I can put that. I know that very well, and he's trying everything he can to get Blythe up to speed and all the trucks up to speed. And
yes,
we're ready for Blythe.
Yes,
I'm excited for this year.
I'll be there. I'll be there in Vegas as much as I can, and then I'll be there every race at Blythe.
I'm glad this show's archived. All right. Any last minute sponsors? Any last second sponsors you want to
If anyone wants a sponsor, I'm here.
Okay. Well, he's on Stephen Irvine. He shared the show today, so you can find him through that.
Yep. On YouTube at Irvine Racing.
Perfect.
And Rob P., if you're still listening, I'll be getting hold of you this week. Anything else?
Nope, that's about it.
All right. We're done for tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Well,
see you next time.